And now Tim Peters will read a feature titled I Can't Wait for a Bit of Banter After Lockdown by Keith Skipper, in which he bemoans the absence of sparky chat.
Well, it looks as if epic homemade adventures built around survival will replace exotic holiday snaps and souvenirs when it comes to sizing up the great due different spring and summer of 2020. An intriguing new chapter full of outlandish twists has a considerable number of pages to run before any kind of clear conclusions can be drawn. Apart from dubbing it the most testing and unlikely episode in countless family scrapbooks. I can't recall one topic dominating all our lives so dramatically and for so long. Wartime comparisons have been plentiful among folk even older than me. I got away with austerity, rationing, and you don't know you're born in the late 1940s and early 1950s. Our current battle against an invisible enemy seems far more cruelly intimidating. Every household has faced a different army of challenges, many with exemplary fortitude, invention, and discipline they probably didn't realize they possessed. Every neighborhood has unearthed exceptional characters with a zest for cheerful leadership and no-nonsense organization. We can lament the need for an international pandemic to unleash this kind of community drive and cohesion. We should work overtime to ensure it carries on and flourishes as a lasting legacy to what togetherness really ought to mean to family, friends, and the street where you live. Talking about carrying on and flourishing, I note Samuel Pepys never lived so merrily, according to his 1665 diary reflections during the Great Plague of London. He had quadrupled his earnings in a year and enjoyed multiple extramarital affairs. Presumably, his self-isolation proved slightly less restrictive than ours. Rules written a bit more on the side than straight down the middle. Another bright cove made far more respectable use of his talents around that same time. Cambridge student Isaac Newton moved towards the laws of gravity, whiling away the hours at home in Lincolnshire, his university on lockdown. Sitting under an apple tree apparently sufficed as a drop-in centre for instant testing. We've been fed a constant diet of keeping safe, sane and structured titbits since the big March shutdown. Working from home, both for a living and for pleasure since 1995, I may have found it easier than some to manage passable impressions of all three. I resist any urges to learn a new language, how to play drums, saxophone or harmonium, start a 50,000-piece jigsaw of the North Sea by night, join a virtual choir chanting, "Have you got a light, boy?" knitting new woolen combinations in case we get a harsh winter, or tidy up a study it has taken 32 years to build as a fortress against mundane domestic chores. Reading, writing and ruminating will see me through our current marathon and any other major examination of how to make the most of your own company in a limited space. I got used to that since being banished from a crowded family tea table for boyhood efforts to stage a one-turn talent show. Traditionally, when asked where would we be without a sense of humour at a time like this, I've gently answered Suffolk, or in more recent years, Sheringham. It's my idea of keeping local rivalry sort of safe, sane and structured, cheeky rather than churlish. It's been tough without regular off-the-cuff bouts of sparky banter, key ingredients of social rounds in all parts of Norfolk and select spots just over the border. Little nuggets of topical wit and whimsy have offered some consolation to lighten long lockdown hours. I was tickled early in the piece when panic buying piled up too many headlines to be sent an advert putting it in perspective. Man with toilet roll would like to meet woman with bottle of hand sanitizer for good, clean fun. More recently, this compliment, with a sting at the end of the tale, came my way. No, you haven't put on that much weight during quarantine. Come on, chin up. No, the other one. This may not be true, although it ought to be. An old boy in Cromer is pressed into early morning emergency shopping by his poorly wife. He makes heavy weather of moaning around unfamiliar shelves. He struggles to the checkout counter with a full basket and a big complaint. "Excuse me, my good man, why is this vinegar so lumpy?" "Probably, sir, because it's a jar of pickled onions." "All together now. Aye, aye, that's your lot."